Morning. The topic is an Avidas Modas. I'm sorry, I don't have a format of a comma, so you can share. Gemara and Afgimel speaks about this story with King Hurdus, wanted to marry this girl, Miss Kashmanai, and she committed suicide. So I thought it would be interesting to talk about this topic. I want to focus on a very specific question, and that is whether or not the Isser to commit suicide is included in the Isser of Ritzicha. Are you killing, you're killing yourself. Are you murdering yourself? Is it part of the Isser of murdering, or is it a separate Isser? So if you look here, the first makor on the sheet, the Rambam, includes in Hilchos Ritzeach a discussion about Harig Es Atzmo, Perek Beis Halacha Beis, Kol Echad Me'el, he's discussing a number of cases like that. So it sounds like from the Rambam that if you murder somebody else or you murder yourself, you're a murderer. You're committing murder. But that understanding is not universal. I have over here one of the Achronim, Rav Shimon Moshe Diskin. He actually taught here in Rabbi Vegan, the yeshiva up the hill in Kol Torah. He passed away about 20 years ago. So he has a sefer called Masas Lamelach, and he raises the following potential understanding. The Gemara discusses the issue of damaging, of injuring. What is, you can't injure others, you can't injure yourself. So what's the source? The pasuk says in Bereishis, right, that Adam was told, or Noach, it was Noach, right? Or, I don't remember. Huh. Adam, right? Adam was told this? Dimchel and Nafshech Edrash. Look it up. That's why Shabbat Mitzvah Noach, right? Noach. Okay, we assume they're called mitzvahs, even though they're mitzvahs b'nei Noach, Adam, we assume, was already included in the Gemara Sanhedrin. Adam HaRishon already was given 6 out of 7 mitzvahs for Noach. They're called mitzvahs for Noach, the Rambam explains, because Noach had the one of Avraham and Achai. Adam wasn't allowed to eat meat. So 6 out of 7 were already given. They were only written later. But either way, you know, Adam HaRishon and Noach were commanded in this idea of Dimchem Lenafshoch Seichem Edrosh. And the Chazal Darshan from that you're not supposed to commit suicide. So if you can't kill yourself, you also can't hurt yourself. So the Gemara says, just a second, Dilma Katla Shaini. So the Gemara quotes this source of committing suicide in the context of injuring yourself. So the Havamina certainly seems to assume that killing yourself is not an Isser Tzicha. It's just like you can't cut your arm off, you also can't cut your throat. It's a question of self, you know, injury, not necessarily murder per se. If they're totally separate surim, how can I say, because you can't murder yourself, you also can't hurt yourself? They're not the same thing. Must be the Havamina at least assumed that it was midin chabala. Are they the same iser? So again, it's a whole piece. I didn't bring the whole piece. This is all the Havamina. The question is, maybe the Maskana, the Gemara says Katla Shaini, maybe the Gemara is saying exactly that, that, well, killing yourself is murder. Therefore, it's not a source for injuring yourself. And even his language, you know, it's not so, he says, is there any relationship between killing and hurting yourself? Anybody who learns Halacha Shabbos knows that what? Why can't you draw blood on Shabbos? Shechita. So we see that hurting yourself is like killing, meaning dam ha-nefesh. So it's not clear-cut, but he raises this possibility that, excuse me, the issue of committing suicide is not really within Ritzicha. He suggests it's within Kabbalah. There is a parallel to this, which I'm not going to discuss now, but just this formative question of abortion. How do you look at abortion? So we all are familiar, or not, that there's a big debate in the Achronim. Is abortion like Ritzicha or Moshe Feinstein? Is abortion more like Kabbalah? You know, so it's a similar parallel question. If I'm mistaken, around there in Beis Beis speaks about Harigas Ubarim as well. He says, also that's Shofech Damim. So that's a question of how to look at that. But for our purposes, I want to focus on this question: what is the nature of the Isser of the Ave Atzmo Vadas? Is it really a part of the Isser of Ritzicha? Or we'll call it Chabala. I don't want to necessarily be pinned down, but we can say another, it's not Ritzicha. That's one way of saying it. But you want to give it a name, so the Masas HaMelech would say it's Chabala, which certainly is, a good potential option. You know, what's the makar? How do you know you can't, commit suicide? So we already quoted the Gemara in Bava Kamma, source number 5. Man Tanya Shabbos Leidamar Ena Dam Rashi Lakul Atzma Ilay Man Tanya Tanya Vestimcha Nafshasechem Edrash. Those are Amers Miyad Nafshasechem Edrash Is Damcha. So the Gemara here, Rav Kamat Tzadi Alav, seems to assume it's learned from this pasuk of Miyad Vestamchem Nafshasechem Edrash. If you look though at the Psikta, the Rav Kahanan, source number 3, Lo Tirtzach Lo Titratzach. So there's a question how to learn that, what it means, but Torah Shlema of Kasher understands that it's referring to the Isser of committing suicide, and he quotes Rishon Lieberman, who also understood that way. And if you look at the Beis Meir, so number 4, the Vade Misas Atzma Hu Musar Belav Zolos Tirzach. The person who kills himself violates the Isser of murder. Look at the Ran in Shavuos, so number 6, Nishba Lahamisa Atzma, discussing a person who takes a Shavuot to do an Aveira. So your Nishba, against Lavral Dibe Torah. So says the Ran, a person who takes a Shavuot to kill himself is Nishba Lavral Dibe Torah. The Mikra Malay Divra Kasuv, the first pasuk he quotes is Dimchem Lenafshechem Edrash, which is the source of Bava Kamma. Then he says Inami, and there's no Makar and Chazal that I'm aware of who says this. Inami, he shamer lecha ushmor nafshecha ma'od. You should be very careful. Which is the pasuk in the Varim has nothing to do with, there's no remez there. You should be careful. But apparently, he understood that it's referring to, similar. We always speak about the fact that you have to be careful with your health. You always quote the pasuk of. Which again, there too has nothing to do with being careful of your health. It's talking about being careful of your spiritual health, avoid avodah zarah and the like. So again, this pasuk doesn't seem to be connected first glance, but the Ran assumes this is the makor. So which makor do you think would be connect this iser to a ritzicha? Pardon? Psikta, right? First Nafkamina, Makar. So the Psikta says you learn it from Lo Tirtzach. That's pretty clear. If you learn it from Hishamer Lecha Ukshar Nafshecha Mod, where it's not connected at all, I don't know why we connect to Kabbalah, but it's not connected to Ritzicha, that's clear.
I would say the alternative is that you don't have to call it Kabbalah, you just say that the Torah has clear chorus that you're supposed to value life, and you're being about to, that doesn't have
But
to
you need a mocker, though, you're saying.
Right, so that mocker might be, yes.
You don't like the formulation of Kabbalah. I just quoted it because that's what the Masas HaMelech said. I also don't like it. So you're saying it's not Kabbalah, is it midin something else? It's just a value.
Those Makoros might be the
source for that idea. But is it an Isser? Is it a clear Isser? Or is it just something, Midos, for example? Pardon?
Is it a Chiyuv, a positive Chiyuv? I deal with Isser versus.
You're saying maybe it's a chiyuv to try to be healthy. But I think it's true there is a chiyuv to be healthy. Let's assume, we quoted before, even though the makor is not so clear, but let's assume there is a mitzvah to try to stay healthy. You shouldn't. Is there an iser to? It's only a positive mitzvah? It's not an iser? I think we assume there is an iser.
Between Hishan, if you're going to quote the makoros of Hishamer versus. Emphasis might be slightly.
Hishamer is a positive, you're saying. It sounds like you're saying. Mark's saying, you have to be careful, but there's no Isser. It'd be hard to imagine, for me, that there's no Isser. Again, we do have, is there a mitzvah that has to feed your children? So there's no mitzvah. It's stock up. Certain things. Is there an Isser to eat human flesh? So you look through the Torah, and it's not clear. Maybe for the Rambam, it's a bit of an essay. According to Rishon, it's only an Isser Drabanan. It's hard for us to imagine. So is there a Torah to eat human flesh? So it could be, it's so basic. So just like eating human flesh is so basic, committing suicide is so basic, and there is no need for an Isser. It's possible. But, you know, intuitively, I would have preferred there was Isser for all these things, frankly. I mean, again, it's a philosophical question. Some people think that, no, for carrots, it's good that the Torah is trying to, you know, if you look at the Dor Ravi, the great-grandson of the Chacham Sofer, he has a very fascinating introduction to his Perush HaChulin, which Rav Mital, Zichron Lebracha, used to like quoting, which speaks about morality, and the Torah is trying to, you know, it's not just that you have to do all the do's and don'ts. You have to get a understanding of what a good person is and what morality is, and therefore the Torah intentionally didn't, you know, codify every single last thing, because, you know, you're a mensch, so of course you don't need human flesh. You don't need an Isser for that. Which is interesting, because there are other things that are obvious that are codified, so it's not such a clear, idea. I mean, if there was no Losirsach, then okay, Torah didn't tell you murder, because it's obvious. The Torah does tell you not to murder. So, you know, you have to figure out. So some of the examples of things that are obvious weren't mentioned in order to inculcate this idea that you should have a worldview that's, you know, as larger, you know, than the sum of its parts, you know. Okay.
So if you have the negative versus positive, then the waters can get muddied in the middle of Shomer of Sam Hashem.
Potentially it could be also, that question could also be. So anyway, so it's interesting that Femina, the Pesik that's very clear, you know, the question he's Shomer, Damchel and Nefshosechem Edrosh is also interesting, because the end of that Pasuk explicitly refers to Ritzicha, right? Miad kol Adam. So in the beginning, it's not so clear. The end is Ritzicha. So how do you balance that? Not so clear. Okay?
If you want to, let's say, compare to Kabbalah, a good parallel might be the whole, one of the Yisod in Kabbalah might be that Idanam Rashai, Limchol Rashai Bar.
Okay.
And that could be an Amdina, or it could be that you don't have.
You don't file this. There's a red baza. You don't file this on your. Right. You can't come to court and say that I committed a crime. They don't know you're guilty. They can't kill you because you don't own your body. Right. You know, Shylock, Zevin wrote a piece about Mishpat Shylock Alaha. So we definitely want to say.
In that sense, if we want to compare it to Kabbalah, it would make sense in that sense. If the Pshat and Kabbalah, like Kabbalah itself, if we want to compare it.
You don't own your body, and you don't own your arm, you don't own your finger, you also don't own your soul.
You don't have the right.
You don't have the right. Okay. You're fed. Second afkamina, meaning a mitzvah. We know the Rishonim, the Gaonim counted the mitzvahs. So do we have a mitzvah that says you shouldn't commit suicide? So if I assume it's part of the tzicha, so yeah, it's included in La Tirza. Okay, it's interesting, the Rishonim don't actually flesh it out, you know, in terms of when they bring down the mitzvahs, they don't say that's included. Okay, I mean, included in La Tirza. Just like, let's say, abortion might be included in La Tirza, according to some. If it's included in Kabbalah, so then it may be included in Kabbalah. Again, if you say it just its value, getting back to what Nathan was suggesting, you know, or Mark was suggesting, then maybe it's not counted, you know, you have to figure it out. But if there is a Hitya Chasut to this, in the Sefer called Nesiv Mitzvah Sefa, which is a parish of Shaul HaKohen, on the Azharas of Riba Ruvain, he was, Shaul HaKohen was a Rav in Jerba in the 19th century. So he writes like this, he's trying to explain the Bahag. The Bahag counts the Isser of Ritzicha twice, in the Minin Halavin, you shouldn't murder, and in the Onshin, if you murder, you get killed. So says the Nesiv Mitzvah Secha, the Gam Bekan Yeshul Hashiv Ba'ara Bahag, Mashemana Lo Sirzach Eina Ela Inin She'em Lo Mises Bezdin Kigon Lo Horeg Ubar, V'chein Lo Horeg Atzma. Meaning, the reason the Bahag counted it twice is because there's once he counted it for classic murder. Then you get killed. You murder, you get killed. And then he counted another time for somebody who kills an Ubar, or a person who kills himself. And that's included in the Isser of Ritzicha. So you obviously assume it's a dinner Ritzicha. If you assume it's not a Ritzicha, so like I said, either you're going to assume it's included in Kabbalah, or you know, you figure out how to formulate it in a different way and explain why it's not counted. What about a non-Jew? Is a non-Jew obligated to abstain from killing themselves? Again, obviously, ethically and morally, we want to encourage them not to do that. But you know, halachically, is that one of those I misses? Say no. There's Isser Ritzicha. So the Isser Ritzicha for a non-Jew includes abortion, right? In fact, it's more chomer for a non-Jew, even though by Jews there's a shaila what the nation of abortion is. By Goyim, we assume that it's certainly also for a Goy to commit an abortion. That's why, in cases where it's halachically justified to do an abortion, we try to have a Jewish doctor. because we don't want to makshil the non-Jewish doctor the iser of abortion. Now, what about ma'abi asma ladas? So here we have machlokes achronim. So minchas chinuch in mitzvah lamedale assumes that goyim are not muzar. Nira, source number 9, gam nira li devenoch eino mitzuve. The nilanim achas dimchem l'nafshos seichem.
Says that Mechaschinach, a non-Jew, is not included in this Isser. There's no, it's not a tzicha for him. It's not one of the mitzvos, and there's no Isser for him to commit suicide, which is a bit surprising. And the Maratzchias assumes the opposite. V'chein Marshal Lamdu, source number 8, al korchach mitzvos elu nishnu b'sinai. So it's very, very meduic. The Maariv Tzchiya says it's part of Ritzicha. Ritzicha was said at Sinai, so goyim are included in Ritzicha, and Ritzicha means not killing yourself. And the Maariv Tzchiya is assuming, Farkeret, what do you mean? This is not Ritzicha, this is a separate Isser. So a goy can't commit an abortion because that's Ritzicha, but a goy can commit suicide because that's not Ritzicha. Here, Nafkamina number 4, question of Bnei Noach. So if it's Ritzicha, so you'd say, what do you asser? If it's a different answer, it wasn't Yishuv Mesina, you'd say, lo asser. It wouldn't be asser for a guy to commit suicide. Next afternoon, which touches on the Gemara in Bava Basra that we started with, is the question of committing suicide in extreme circumstances. Sometimes people are in very, very difficult circumstances. This woman, you know, thought that she'd be taken by Hurdus, maybe abused by him, and she committed suicide. Is there any justification for this? So it starts really from the psukim in Shmuel, where Shaul committed suicide. Source number 10. Vayomer Shaul lenosa kelev shlaf charbucha v'dakreni ba pen yavo areli ma'elav v'dakreni v'zalubi. So Shaul is afraid that he's going to be abused when they capture him. So he asks his aid, his helper, to kill him. He couldn't bring himself to kill the king. Shaul kills himself. So we have Shaul HaMelech killing himself. And the Rishonim wonder, was this permissible? So on the spot, the Radak says, Shaul did not sin. He quotes the source of the Gemara of Kama, that you shouldn't kill yourself. He knew he was going to die. So there was a nevuah he was going to die. So he knew he would die. So it was just a question of, you know, hours or days. He was afraid of being abused. So he quotes a chazal that says, ach is a miut. So you shouldn't commit suicide, but sometimes you can. Sometimes you can commit suicide. When? If you're in a situation like Shaul. That's how he understands the chazal.
It's the same question. If it's permitted for someone like Shaul,
right,
is it permitted for the servant?
No, it's not. It's a very different question. It's an excellent point. Even if you're allowed to commit suicide, that's not Isser of Ritzicha. I'm going to get to that in a second. Meaning, the servant killing him, that lechora would be Isser of Ritzicha, right? We're just talking nothing about this. In the Middle Ages, there were crusades, and there were communities that people committed suicide to avoid being taken and being forced to convert. And there were even some communities where parents would kill their children. We read about this in the Kinos and Tisha B'Av, very, very graphic descriptions, and Tosfos tries to justify this, so, you know, which is an amazing reality. But the Pashtus is, it's very different. You know, killing a child, or killing the king in this case, would be certainly prohibited, the Pashtus, whereas, you know, committing suicide, here we have some justification for it, at least according to one understanding. This is a quoted, there's from, you know, I quoted a case here from Tanakh. In the Gemara, there's an Agadata that's quoted by the Rishonim, the Gemara Gittin and Zayin. Maisa be'arba meos yaladu v'yaladu shenishbu v'lekalon. After the Chorban Abayis, the Romans took 400 children
and to take them, you know, for prostitution.
So
these young girls committed suicide because they didn't want to be sexually abused, you know, in the prostitution. So the Rishonim deal not only with Shaul but also with this case, and they try to justify it. This was from the Gemara seems to say they went to Chayil Avad. It seems like the right thing. Again, it's hard to know how much to darshan from Agata, how much to learn from Agata. If you look here, source number 12, the Ramban Tarsa Adam says V'chem Atzino Begadol She'ibir Atzmal Das V'Tei Ones She'Maspidim Osam. We don't treat a person who commits suicide in extreme circumstances like a person who commits suicide in regular circumstances. It's extreme circumstances, Ones. Maybe he isn't nidon. You can give him a hesped. You can bury him properly. Use a shiva, etc. Gan Shaul Melch Yisrael She'ibir Atzmal Ela Shaya. Ibudo muter lo. It was permissible. Kedamir v'rishis rabba es dimchem l'mshalachem edrash miyad nafshalachem edrash es dimchem yocha afil nidlof kishal tamo lor ach lafikach lo hayav b'chlal ma'avir asmo l'das v'nen shu olav kishalo hispidu k'roi. So Shaul is not considered having violated an aveira and fakir. They should have gave him a proper hesped, and if they didn't, they were punished. Now, the truth is, there are some Rishonim who seem to argue with this. If you look at Tosfos, source number 14, I'm going to read the Ein Mevi Raya Ela Sha'asur Lachbal Afilu Lutzorech, Kon Isha Shetafka Al Rosh Avachain Ahu, Da Achas Dimchem, Shaharag Es Asma, Bishvil Shum Davar, Shiyare. So the way Tosfos quotes this Drasha, it seems like Tosfos is assuming, the Achronim assume that Tosfos is assuming that there's no heter, Shaul did the wrong thing. Likewise, the Beis Yosef, in source number 13, although it justifies Chanania Mishal Azaria, right, Shemashash Tashmad Yachal Limsar Atzmo, the Mishal Im Huyare Shal Yuchal Amar Bin Sayon, you can kill yourself if you feel you're going to be pressured into converting, that would be permissible. V'chein Yachal Afilu Kishol Ben Laki, Sheim Yare Shem Yasu Yisurin, Kashim Sheyachal Limsar Atzmo, Tamalomar Ach, the way some of the Chorim understand this Orchos Chaim, quoted in Beis Yosef, is that the Ach here is telling you not like that. That you're allowed, to kill yourself, to avoid converting, but you're not allowed to kill yourself just because of suffering. Again, it's a little hard to understand. The Ach usually, there's a miyot, there's a ribuy. It's already a problem earlier in Chazal. The Gemara says, Chazal say that in Medrash, that if you commit suicide through strangulation, often people commit suicide through strangulation. So the pasuk is dimchem lenafshoseichem. It's talking about blood. So the Chazal say that even if you commit suicide through strangulation, you're also in violation, even though there's no blood. And so the ach is coming to somehow include, even though usually ach is a miut. So here too, the ach might come to say it's aser, even in the case of Shaul, it's aser. Again, that's how some understand this. Across time, it's not so clear, but we have a big debate here in the Rishonim. The Shaul, we know Shaul committed suicide, and we know that the Gemara Gittin speaks about these children who committed suicide. It seems like they did the right thing in the Gemara Gittin. And likewise, many Rishonim justify Shaul's actions. If you look here at the Amshar Shlomo, the last makar about this topic, and then a lot of the Kohars about this, but I just... That it would be usher. That you can't be chovel on yourself, even Lutzarech. Right, well, that's part of the question for that Gemara. You know, is it really part of this Ziricha? Or Tosfos might be saying, you can't be chovel on yourself or kill yourself, even Lutzarech.
You're afraid that you're going to be converted.
Be converted. That's explicit in the Orchos Chaim that says that Mechanana Mishal Vizaria, that was permissible.
Right.
But Shaul is just afraid of being hurt. That's not legitimate. To keep, that's an important chiluk you're pointing out. I should mention that there is a day in Tosfos in the Sheet of Kuvetzos in Ksubis where the Gemara speaks about Mechanana Mishal Vizaria that if if they would have tortured them, they would have served idols. So the Gemara could be understood to be saying that would have happened. Had they tortured them, they would have broke. But the Shino Gwensis brings a day in there that you're allowed to worship idols if you're being tortured. The mitzvah to give up your life for the Gimel Chamuros is if you're going to be killed. If you're going to be tortured, you can do Avodah Zarah, which is a fascinating shita, that you're not required to endure long-term suffering, which is a pretty amazing idea. The halacha, this has some echoes. You know, a person is suffering, there's a big halachic question, is a person allowed to commit suicide if they're under extreme suffering? You know, in the hospital, a lot of euthanasia, and people have big debates in Europe and in America now, you know, to what extent is this permissible? And thankfully, usually, medically, they're able to alleviate people's suffering. Meaning, psychologically, they're still suffering, but physically, they are able to alleviate suffering. So it's unclear, you know, how do you look at psychological suffering? Is that enough of a reason to commit suicide? But if it was physical suffering, then there might be more, grounds, halakhically, to remiss each other.
Is there a concept
if I understand you correctly, you're pointing out that you might not be able to withstand the torture?
Physically, naturally, someone's under extreme torture.
Right.
It's sort of like an onus, as if somebody is pulling your hand to do something. The torture that psychologically or physically, whatever, that a human being may be impossible.
To wizards, right. So that's actually a
halakha.
Right. That's an interesting discussion, you know, external torture and internal torture, and that, plays into the halakha. There seems to be a distinction. It seems to be that in Misrapim be'vodazara, meaning if you have a choice, you have to withstand that and not, take the cure, even though, you very much want to live. It's an important point. Just to finish up this section, the Yamshar Shlomo also deals with this issue. It has a slightly different formulation. Ulai Shaul Alav Shalom Kevan Kivin Alzeh Shenafal Alcharba Savak Yipol V'Yadam V'Yisalubo. He was afraid of being tortured. Umistama B'nei Yisrael Lo Yucholim Liros Lishmo B'Saris HaMelech Liamud Al Nafshom Linkom and Kasav Atzilo. So he adds a different factor. He says Shaul, by killing himself, he was actually saving the nation, because what would happen? The people would want to go and fight. The Yiplu Kamar of Avos Yisrael, meaning the when the nation saw that their king was being tortured, they would fight, and they ended up getting killed. So by killing himself, he was saving the rest of the soldiers. This is a fascinating discussion. Soldiers, can a soldier, give up his life to save others? Here it's pretty obvious that it's mutter. This is an interesting factor also. You know, the kavod hamalchus, the asubo misas inu v'zayin v'hu chil Hashem, v'dasu v'naseinu, to avoid chil Hashem. Is that also a legitimate reason? Chil Hashem, you're saving others, etc. So, just to summarize, we have a question here. Are you allowed to kill yourself in a number of cases here? Yira, hisalus, you're afraid of being abused, chil Hashem, hatzala sacherim.
You would have to view this as not mitzicha in order for the Kibbutz HaMishnah to be helpful.
So, just one second. So what I want to say before you argue with me, I want to say now what? That if it's within another Isser, like Kabbalah, then it makes a lot of sense that, okay, I'm afraid of being tortured, so I'll commit suicide. Whereas if it's Mitzicha, so it'd be hard to imagine that you can commit murder in order to save yourself from torture. So that would be us. Now, Michael is arguing, right? Is that correct? What are you saying?
No, I think that's...
That's what you're saying. Are you saying exactly what I'm saying? Okay.
I think so.
Great, 100%. Scott, I didn't miss anything. So Somebody can argue. It's free.
Anyone argue?
Okay. Just saying. I mean, you could argue based on the Shita Kubetzes, meaning you might say that Ein Hachanami is murder, but it's still mutter. Because the Shita Kubetzes said that even though it's also to Avodah Zarah, if they torture you, you're allowed to Avodah Zarah. So based on the Shita Kubetzes, you could argue. But that's not standard, you know, as a Chiddush of the Shita Kubetzes. Like I said, Shachter has a piece in Ginos Egos where he tries to, you know, use that idea, but I'm not going to mention it. Another nafkamina, fascinating discussion in the Achronim about tshuva. A person did a terrible avera. He wants to do tshuva. How do you do tshuva? So this guy wants to kill himself. He feels so bad that he murdered somebody, he wants to kill himself. Is that the right thing to do? So the Ravadi summarizes the shitas. Re'isi v'shut beis Ephraim shekasav shekevan shelo omar tchila shebetzono la'abin atzmo. Minolei she'asa kein lahachis. We're talking about a case where a person commits suicide. We're not sure why he did it. What was his motive? So maybe when a person commits suicide, you could, this guy, you know, I don't know, committed murder, and then he killed himself in the jail cell. So do we treat him like a ma'avid asma das? Or do we say, no, maybe he's a tzaddik. Maybe he committed suicide as a way of being mischaper and mischaper. The muchuk b'medrash, kabe yakim ish tsroro shekiyem v'asma dal mises bezin. So we have this precedent for a person who wanted to somehow punish himself. This person who did these averas and then committed suicide to do tshuva, he goes straight to Gan Eden. How can you do tshuva by killing it, by doing an avera? It's a mitzvah of avera. You're going to do tshuva, and then you're going to kill yourself, and that's an avera. And the lashon is also a telling. You commit murder.
So even though there is some approach who suggests the possibility of the permissibility of committing suicide in tshuva, most Achronim assume that's ridiculous. You can't commit suicide to do tshuva. That's a mitzvah of avera. Formulation is telling. How can you commit mitzicha? How can you murder in order to do tshuva? If you assume it's a different type of iser, so then still the pasha says you can't do it, but maybe you can fetch, maybe there's a possibility to understand the shita, lie yesh makom lahatir. Not halacha, just it'll be fine. Oh. Don't try it out.
I think you see the ashkenazi.
Sidi Ashkenaz said that it's okay to say tshuva. Okay, yeah, I'm not aware of that. I thought it was Achronim, but I didn't realize that there's
I think that's in the
in the article for the Dr. Chaim Salvation. Okay, thank you.
I have in the back of my mind
yes.
A Neof type of situation where somebody was allowed somebody tshuva or.
I mean, the fact that it happens, I don't know if it's allowed. Meaning, if Jeffrey Epstein commits suicide in his jail cell, you know, is that name? Whatever it was. So, okay, people do things like that. But I don't know if that's necessarily, a rai that's mutter. I'm saying, I would be very surprised if halakha l'maisa anybody would allow this, but I'm not familiar with all the sources. Okay. He mentioned here, right here in the tshuva, we just read, you know, that he went to Gan Eden. It seems to be like understanding there's a shmua, that there are some, you know, basic belief that if you commit suicide, you lose your chayek l'alba. The question is that true? Is there any source for that? So the Rambam actually says, v'elish einam chayek l'alba, v'sho chedami. So if you assume that committing suicide is ritzicha, then you can understand why people believe that if you commit suicide, you lose your chayek l'alba. The Tiferes Yisrael builds on that. Says the Pharisee Israel, of course when you commit suicide, you don't know, because if you commit murder and the bezdin kills you, so you just say vidui. Here you said vidui, but then you killed yourself, so you do not vera.
without vidui. So of course you lose your chayla kalamba. That's how he explains why people think a person who commits suicide loses their chayla kalamba. Obviously, he's not going to justify committing suicide for tshuva because it's kind of counterproductive. But Rav Elazar Landau, the grandson of Znod Yehuda, he argues, "Omnam v'masnisim deresh perek chayla chashiv gam akitofel v'hadei arba hadiotos she'inam chalkova." Al kulam hevi gemara raya chutzmi akitofel. The hevi ham gemara tshuvas David akitofel d'malv v'nei chaveru v'rav ein lachalava. The gemara says akitofel had no chayla chalava because he embarrassed somebody. We know he committed suicide. So why didn't the Gemara use that as a source? Says Rav Elazar Landau that you see for a diuk in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that a person committed suicide and still have a portion to the next world. Achitofel committed suicide. The only reason he lost his portion was for some other reason, but committing suicide per se is not a reason to lose your chelek olam haba.
Well, so if it's Ritzicha, you might say Ein lo chelak. And if it's Chaval, let's say, or some other Isser, you'd say Yesh lo chelak.
And lastly, interesting after meaning the Mechaschinach quotes the concept of Kim Leib Dragvide. If a person murders somebody, so you don't make them pay for the shirt, right? When they stabbed him, so we kill him. We don't make him pay for the shirt because Kim Leib Dragvide. We don't sweat the small stuff. What happens when a person commits suicide? In Toch Kedei, he ruined something. He broke somebody's, Kalim, Toch Kedei. So does he have to pay? Or the Yorshim? So it says over here, Mechaschinuch, Inei, Ma'abit Atzmul Das, Eino Bechlau Lavzul Tzirzach, person who commits suicide did not commit the Isser of Ritzicha. Rachayev Mis B'nei Shemayim, Kuvur Kad B'ramba, B'nafkamina, Im Shiber Kalim B'shas Maisa. Shiber Kalim B'shas Maisa. The Mechaschinuch assumes you'd be chayiv.
So he jumps and dents the car.
He dents the car, so they have to pay for the car.
That would be a grumman anyway, maybe?
I don't think that would be grumman, that's pretty direct. But it's actually interesting because he quotes the Rambam that he began with. The Rambam says, so from first source, "Kol elu shoech damim v'avon hariga b'yado." The way the Mechaschinuch understood the Rambam is that it's not really ritzicha. It's misiv deshmaim, avon hariga is more like, it's not mamish ritzicha. I quoted the Rambam initially because I thought that was more of a raya than Isr Tzicha. You have to look at the Rambam in the context. It's totally how you look at abortion. So, Bekitsa, what we saw here was a question of how to look at the Isr of committing suicide. Is it part of the Isr of murdering? You can't murder others. Likewise, you can't murder yourself. Or is it a different Isr, maybe connected to Chabala, or maybe something else? And we explored a couple of nafkaminas to this question. Okay.